This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so, my fellow Americans,
it's the E-Square Podcast.
Don't know how, brother. Might be shooting blanks. We might be shooting blanks, brother.
Hey, because I heard you say no condoms. I'm like,
yeah. When I put a condom on, my dick just goes and gets all sad. My little buddy gets sad, man. Yeah, man. It's not good. It's not good. I believe in condoms. There's actually a condom in that package I gave you.
For real?
Facts.
Bro, I haven't used
with
it.
My logo on
I
it.
I haven't used the condom since 2000.
And we know you got four kids. We know, bro.
Man, bro, I'll be looking at girls weird when they tell me that. Yeah, do you got a condom?
Bitch.
Yeah, okay.
But you know who I am? Don't disrespect me like that.
I'm Mr. Lick It Sticky.
Oh, mine went off. Hello. Can you hear me? All right.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Way better. This TV is way better than the other one. So when you talk, just make sure like you keep you whenever you talk.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I'm gonna put it right here.
She's right up in your face, bro. Right up in your face.
Hello, hello. Yep, I can hear it now.
Your boy's an alcoholic.
Shit, I could tell, ooh, boy, because listen, I'm feeling ooh this. Once I get tipsy, I stop drinking.
Ooh.
And they hate me, too, because listen,
when I get started.
We get so many bottles.
Oh, we are? Oh, thanks. Hey, are we rolling? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, bro.
It's the E-Square Podcast. I'm Easy Mo. Today, my boy Pootie, Young Gary in this bitch.
What's good, bro?
How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. Can't complain.
Hell yeah, it's beautiful to have you on here, man.
Facts. Hey, listen. I'm very thankful you finally invited me.
Nah, stop, man. Nah, bro. I was, you know, I've had a lot of artists and shit come on the show, but I don't think I've had a comedian.
Hey, listen, timing is everything, bro. Everything. Big facts.
Yeah, I'm glad we're doing it here, and like we didn't like because we were supposed to. This was like a couple weeks in the making.
Yeah,
but now we're here in this new studio, and I like the setup just turned out perfect. The new table turned out perfect, and this is the first episode like of this.
I know
this
was, so I feel good actually because I'm the first one to be on here, so
facts, bro.
Yeah,
facts,
I feel good, man. Feel real good.
Yeah, it's just crazy that we're here. Like we know each other for a long ass time since high school, and look at us now, bro.
The coolest white boy.
Nah. I've been a square for a long time, man. I'm you know, E-Square podcast. That's why they call me.
You ain't even no square. They might think you are.
Yeah, I gotta play my role.
You like,
bro.
Clark Kent.
Yeah, facts.
You got a hidden identity.
I'll put my gangster cape on at night, so you know, don't fuck with me. But yeah, man, it's great to have you here, bro.
Oh man, thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's have
bro.
A drink. Let's have a drink, bro.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cheers to your career.
Appreciate
everything,
that.
Yes, sir.
And this podcast too.
Thank you, bro. So what's going on, man? Pootie.
Oh, hot, man.
The hottest comedian coming out of the city, going viral. You know what I'm saying? Doing your thing, changing your life, man. It's beautiful. Watch the process.
Yeah.
Is this all like weird for you, or is like you ready, or like what's going on?
I'm ready, man.
Yeah.
I've been waiting. It's crazy because honestly, the more and more I do it, the more and more I wish I would have did it sooner.
Mm.
That's the only thing that sucks about it. Oh, and then to clear it up for the air, he definitely hit me before I went viral.
Oh, yes.
For sure.
Yes, I asked my boy to come on the show 2 days before like the Mario viral video.
No
so
bullshit.
So I don't want
no
anybody
cap.
Out there thinking hey, I'm a clout
no
chasing.
No clout chasing
No
at
dick
all.
Riding. You know, I know my boy for shit since I was 15 years old, you know, and this is an organic thing. So let's
708.
Thank you. Yeah, so thank you for that PSA, bro. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I had to make sure, you know, because A lot of people did start hitting me at, mm-hmm. after, yeah. but nah, yeah.
It's crazy that it's I hit you 2 days before.
Man, like, yeah. what are the odds?
I know, bro. Because there's a lot of people I want to get on. You know, there's a lot of yeah. people I want to have on. And, like, I've only doing one a week. You know, all the cool people out there, it's like, bro, I can't get to everybody at one time. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, it's just like, you know, like, it's like you're actually funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
You're actually
and then,
funny, bro.
Bro, it's crazy because you know what? I really did. I was like, man, I want to hit him and tell him,
you
bro.
We know each other.
Hey,
yeah.
I know, but listen. I was like, you know what? I'm going to let him hit me.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because literally a week and a half later,
yeah,
I got that message. I was like, oh, man, this is crazy. This is what's up.
It's beautiful to see. It was just beautiful to see, like, you with the skits and everything growing online because, you know, even back in high school, anybody that knows Pootie for a long time,
being funny.
Bro, it's not a thing. It's not a switch you turn on and off. Like, you're funny. Like, you're funny is in you. You know what I'm saying? You
nice. Vote,
even
definitely in high school. Appreciate that. Definitely appreciate
for sure,
it.
Bro. Even in high school, everybody can attest to this, bro. Is you would walk in the quad and you would light up the room, bro. And you would literally, it was just like, hey, your energy is always like top tier, bro. You're that guy that everybody wants to have around, bro.
I remember Mr. Baskow was like, hey, Gary, Why do you always come in here and do this stuff?
Yeah.
Cause I went in the quad and I was like, the butterfly, let me see. And literally the whole quad doing a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, bro.
So.
Yeah, it's in you. It's in you, bro.
Facts, man.
Where's it come from?
I don't know, bro. It's
your
just
family,
like,
your family's not funny?
Man, listen, everybody. Oh, everybody, God, my dad and mom.
Yeah.
Like my mom will serve something real fast.
Mm.
She's super funny. Mm. And my dad is just on a whole nother level funny. And then my brothers growing up, bro, that's all we did. We're just like literally all of us, me and my brothers are funny. Mm. Like for sure.
Yeah. So it's almost like that was your training.
Oh yeah, man, all day for sure.
Are you the only one in your family like taking it serious now?
Comedy? Well, yeah. Cause rest in peace to my brother, but he was like, that dude would talk about a whole auditorium if he could, because he was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the only one taking it serious now. My younger brother's funny as hell, too.
Mm.
He is, without even trying. Like, it just comes natural. Even my older brother, but...
See, some people are funny, like, without trying, and then, like, when they get a camera put on them, and, like, or they either on a microphone, it just goes out the window.
Man. See, and that's the thing that sucks. I wish I'd be so mad at myself sometimes because I wish I would have did it sooner.
Mm.
Because now it's like, it's not hard to go viral,
but
it's like now when you go viral, it doesn't do as much as you think it will.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, all right, cool, you went viral.
Yeah.
But you still got to put that, you still got to grind as hard as you were before you went viral.
Yeah, it doesn't mean as much now.
Nah.
Which is unfortunate.
Because 5 years ago, if I would have did what I did, oh man, I would have been good.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, and if anybody listening to this, my man went viral recently. He had a Mario, the artist, he reposted, you did a video, he reposted it, went crazy. It's at like, what, 1.2 million views, right?
Right now,
100,000
comments
going crazy. See, that's the thing that you got to look for is the comments. When people are commenting on you,
because
the views are kind of just like wishy washy.
It is what it is.
Yeah, but the comments, it's like that's real people engaging with you,
and that's the biggest thing. Like, that's the biggest thing I told myself is I want to always engage with my fans. You know,
mm-hmm.
I really want to always be able to do that because I feel like, you know, a lot of people take that away from the fans.
Mm-hmm.
When they become fans, you know, it's like, dude, like I want to keep that same energy when I get to where I'm going.
You got
to
reciprocate that energy, right?
Facts.
It's like, if you don't have the fans, you don't have a career.
Oh, no, at all.
You know? So.
And that's why I said, bro, they make, like, you know, they make everything possible.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't understand that, mm-hmm. but man, it's big.
Well, people get Hollywood, man.
Facts.
But you know what's crazy is that like you're like coming up right now and like you've gone, you know, you're in your later 20s. I don't know how old you are, but
I'm 32.
Okay, so that's beautiful. We're still young. I'm 30. You know,
facts.
It's like
I feel like
I'm glad this is happening for you right now because you're at such a mature level to where you're able to be humble still and you're able to like know what not to do.
Yeah.
More importantly, than what to do. You know, you're figuring that out, but
it's crazy. When it did happen, I took a step back and everybody's like, what are you doing?
Mm.
You're supposed to be going in. I'm like, nah, man, listen.
Mm.
I'm gonna give them what I know I can really do.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I took the UPS job, bro. Mm. I was like, listen, I gotta actually fund this and take them trips to Cali so mm-hmm. I can use the warehouses and everything that they got. Because yeah. they got diners, all jailhouses, the courthouses, everything, yeah. bro. And mm-hmm. that's why I said, I even hired a cameraman. That's how serious I am.
Yeah, you should.
Man.
Yeah, because you could have went viral and been like, oh, I made it.
Yeah.
But like, nah, you can't let that go to your head.
That's not it, bro.
This 20-year-old Pootie?
Oh man,
am I like that 2.8 million?
I was like, girl, yeah. you can't talk to me. Shit, you know who I am, but that's what viral. Lil Duval yeah. posted me.
Yeah, facts, bro. Was that crazy to see? Like
man, bro, it's like, cause you know, a lot of people don't understand. I was watching Lil Duval when I was 7 and 8 and mm-hmm. fucking when he was on Comic View. Mm-hmm. When he was who you think you fucking with, you must want your shit yeah. split. When he was on Comic View,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
And it's crazy now. To have him post something to me. Man. I'm like, man, that's crazy.
That's like an accomplishment in itself.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just out here. Did you meet him?
No, I didn't.
Oh, why
but
not?
Hey, I don't know. But listen.
Bro, you know. I will, easy. Though.
Man.
You know?
The same thing you just said. What'd you say?
What?
He'll do what?
Oh, he won't introduce your ass. Yeah, no facts. But like, you can just ask, bro. It can happen.
Yeah, no,
that's,
man.
That's a stone throw away.
The thing is, I know for sure, pretty soon, I'll meet all of them.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I believe in energy and I believe in God, bro. And it's crazy to me, but that man upstairs working, man. I feel it coming too. It's crazy mm-hmm. that I, like, this feeling is strong. And that's why I'm getting everything in order right now.
Yeah.
So when it does come, oh man, I'm going to go off.
That's beautiful, bro. So yeah. it's like, you know, you're operating on faith.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, man. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing too. But a lot of people, you know, they forget, like, you know, where they come from. But I promise to always say, man, Vegas, I love Vegas. Like, I love Nevada. Like, that's a big thing, you know, especially being a local.
Yeah.
It's different being a local. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, okay, cool. Yeah, you're from Vegas. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. A lot of people behind the lights.
Yeah.
When people mention Vegas, they say, oh, yeah, the Strip.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it's more to Vegas
way
than
more,
that, bro.
Yeah, way more.
See?
I feel like we're finally starting to get our shine, too.
Man, big facts.
People like see, you, bro.
And that's what I'm telling you. Listen, you know? So mark my words. I'm telling you now, this is on your show. It's recorded.
Yeah.
After I make it, I'm going to come back and talk to you again.
Thanks, man.
Big facts.
My door is always open for police.
Hey, listen.
My door is always open.
Listen, man. Hey, I'm telling you now. Just mark my words. Remember,
we
had this conversation.
We kind of feel like you've made it. You know what I'm saying? But that's like,
man.
You know, coming from the city is like, you know, our standards and our expectations are kind of low.
Yeah, because we never get this exposure.
Exactly.
At all.
But I understand, like, you have a long road ahead of you still.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yep.
but
this is the beginning.
But it's a natural thing, like you said.
Oh
like you were saying before we started, bro. I was born for this. I was born for it. You know, and it's some people might feel like that's cocky or arrogant, but really it's just, you know, you have to operate with that belief in yourself.
Not at all.
Because
man.
You know, have you always had that belief in yourself or?
Man, you know what? It's crazy. The only thing I hated was I was always cocky.
Mm.
Being a Cancer, and I know you can
Four days apart.
But man, listen.
Yeah, yeah.
Being a Cancer, or I don't know what it is, bro, but I was always cocky.
Mm.
And I wish I would have knew how to turn it on and off when I was younger.
Mm.
But now it's like crazy because I'm more confident than I am cocky.
Mm.
So it's a separation between the two now. And with me being mature, with you growing, bro, you learn that part of it.
Yeah.
So now it's like, it's a great thing knowing that, you know, when to turn it on and when to turn it off.
Yeah.
Because I've had a ton of people tell me, oh man, you ain't gonna make it. I got, you know, the craziest thing? I got mm-hmm. people who grew up with me. They know I'm funny and nah, that nigga ain't funny, bro. He's not funny. And it's cool. I love it.
If you grew up with Pootie, you know he's funny. He's
bro,
naturally
listen,
funny, yeah.
But I love it. I use that I don't never say nothing, bro. Mm. And that's the biggest thing with me. I love being humble.
Because
everything that I'm doing, it speaks like the stepping stone. Because I went viral with the Ray J thing.
Mm.
I didn't even know, bro. I woke up one day and I was like, how the hell did I get all these followers?
Yeah, yeah.
And I went viral with the Ray J thing. And then the second time was the Mario thing.
Mm.
The third time is the charm.
Mm.
I'm letting you know now.
Yeah,
see, three times, man.
Speak it into existence, bro. Facts. Yeah, man. It's only a matter of time. And like we was talking about earlier, timing is everything. You can't you can't rush too much. And I love that you went viral, but you just went and got a regular job.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful because that's just like, you understand, like you gotta stay balanced through this shit. You know what
I'm
saying?
Man, and it's a big thing with comedians. I understand now more than I did when I was younger.
Mm.
Like you battle so much because at some point when you're 50 and 30 videos in and nothing happens, it's like, man, this shit is, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is that drives this fuel that I have inside of me, but I can't stop.
Yeah. It gives you something to live for, right?
Yeah, man. And I put my everyday life into my comedy.
Yeah.
So everybody's like, man, that shit crazy, bro. Yeah. I'll talk about all of it. Toxic relationships, everything. Yeah. I know we all done had those.
Yeah, facts, bro. Facts, bro. You got to, though, because that's what people connect with is like the real deal.
Yeah.
People sense can sniff the actors out, you know, the imposters, the phonies out, bro. Like, for real, as a viewer, just as a fan of comedy, like, I know when somebody's just like, bro, what are you doing out there? Like, you're trying to be a comedian. Like, you can't try to be a comedian. You have to be a comedian.
Man, listen.
You know, like, you have to. You know what's crazy, though, is that a lot of comedians, like, they've been through some fucked up shit in their life.
Yeah.
Have you been through some fucked up shit?
A lot, man.
Yeah.
I lost my brother when I was 21 in 2012. Mm. Or I was 22, getting ready to turn 23. I think I turned 23, actually. But, yeah, I lost my brother in 2012 of August. And it was like crazy, man. It made me shut down. It crippled me in a way. And I didn't understand it, you know, because when we're younger, you don't understand death because it's never like,
it's a tender age. Yeah.
At that age, you don't notice it, you know? And then, as I got older, it was like, man, this is crazy. And that's part of the fuel that I use because I know he was super funny, you know? So I know for sure if he was here, I would still be going as hard as I am now, but I use that fuel to get me to where I'm going now. Cause man, that definitely crippled me.
Yeah.
It was like, man, like losing somebody you see every day, like from two or from one, should I say, all the way up until I was 23, you know, to lose someone and not be able to have those conversations or, you know, not be able to be like, all right, man, like just a call, you know, simple stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, man, that shit hurts you.
Yeah. Your brother, man. You know, it's like as a man, like there's, you don't get any, like, you know, you can have your friends and you can have your best friends, but like your brother.
Yeah, it's different.
He was in a tub with, you know.
Facts.
Yeah, man. So are you still dealing with that? Do you still like?
Oh, yeah, man. Every time. Bro, I just cried this morning.
Yeah.
Like, no cap. I was on my way to work and a song came on. That's how fresh it feels. And a lot of people tell you, you know what I used to tell people all the time? And I didn't understand it. I'm like, oh man, you'll be all right. Nah. I'm like, man, you know, I wish you patience and this and that. And you never understand it until you go through it. Cause I didn't understand death until I lost my brother. And I thought to myself like, damn, you an asshole because you tell people like, oh, you'll be okay. You know, it's part of grieving. This and that. Nah, cause it's been 9 years and I still feel like it was yesterday.
Yeah, you never really get over it.
Nah, at all, man. And that's why I said it's always a touchy subject. But now, the way I've been able to cope with it, I use like the great memories to keep me, you know, afloat.
Yeah, and keep doing great things in life.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, and keep his name alive and you know what I mean? And that's the beautiful part about it, you know? It's like,
man, facts.
You know, it's tough, man. But a lot of comedians go through fucked up shit.
Oh man,
and they, you know, like I think what it was Kevin Hart. He did that. The title of one of his specials was "Laugh at My Pain."
Yeah. Because true, like, the shit that he went through, it's like crazy.
Damn, that's the realest fucking title I've ever heard in my life. But it's such a beautiful thing because it's like, damn, like you know, you go through fucked up shit, but comedy is such a medicine, bro.
Because when you can put your real life into everything you're doing, it makes it that much better. That's a wonderful thing, man.
Yeah, man.
And that's why I said, like, with you even doing this, bro, this is big because you're able to do something that a lot of people can't do. A lot of people can't get in front of a camera.
Thanks, bro. You know, it's weird for me. Yeah. I'm still getting used to it.
Hey, yeah, bro, you natural.
No, bro. I've always been, it's big crazy because, I mean, I don't know if it's a cancer thing. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not really big on the zodiac signs, you know.
Bro.
But I get it. There are truths to it, though.
Listen, it's some truths to it. Big facts. Yeah. But that's why I asked you when you told me that. Man, bro. Yeah. I'm like, what sign are you?
Yeah. Because I was always low key cocky, but I wasn't. I was always very reserved, and I didn't talk a lot.
Man, me too. But then it's like, man, when you know, you know.
Yeah, facts.
Just put it like facts, that. When you know, you know,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, facts, bro.
But I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, man. So what are you working on right now? What's going on in the world of Pootie?
So, bro, I just started working at UPS.
Okay.
I'm looking to eventually go full time, but The only reason why I did that was because I needed to put more into my craft, mm-hmm. into my talent, you know? Mm-hmm. I wanted to actually go and get a job that pays well so I can fund everything. Cause
smart man.
In November, smart man. Bro, I graduated November 5th
mm-hmm.
from for driving or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that I can fund everything that I want to do. Mm-hmm. So I went and got a cameraman, bro. This is how serious I am. I went and got a cameraman. I have a team behind me.
Yeah.
And we're going to start going to LA so yeah. I can actually put forth, you know, all of my talents.
Hey, all you Las Vegas artists, creatives, comedians, yo, get hit the fucking road. Get out the city.
Yeah, bro.
If all you ever do is shit in the city, that's you. The only thing you will ever be is local.
Man,
I promise you.
That's the biggest thing, too. A lot of people... Oh my goodness.
Damn, that's loud as a motherfucker. God damn.
Let me turn it off. Okay. No, but yeah, the biggest thing, man, I realized is you don't have to necessarily go viral in your city. You don't have to stay local. And that's what we mess up at. We feel like, oh, we gotta stay in Vegas. No, you don't.
Everybody wants to be the big fish in a little pond.
This is my thing. You have to look at it like this. If I can get the same amount of people,
drink your fucking drink,
man. Bro. Why, man? Stop trying to make me be an alcoholic. Hold on, I hit you. No, but the biggest thing is, I don't. If you can get the same amount of people that show you love in Vegas,
mm-hmm.
in Tennessee, Florida, come Massa, on, man. Just everywhere, bro. Just think about it. That 2% matters.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't look at it like that. You know, my dad asked me, he was like, man, why you want to do this? It ain't even that big, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I'm not even worried about that. I just want to be, you know, decent at it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, everybody doesn't make it. I said, I'm not worried about making it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to touch people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I got you, bro. You want to make an impact.
Yeah, and
you
want to make an impact. Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
It's like, it's not about you know, being the fucking biggest star.
Being the best. Yeah.
You know, but
I just want to be up there with them greats.
Exactly. And you want to make a living. Yeah.
So
you
can I want to do what I love to do.
Exactly.
And
bro.
Get paid for it.
Exactly, bro.
That's the best thing.
Cause it's like, you know, like if you got one life. You got one life. Man. You want to work a job. You know, like anybody working a job, I could tell you this much. You can think of 10 things you would rather be doing besides that fucking job.
Man, listen, if a gamer could get paid for playing games, he would do it.
Yeah. And, right? like I said, bro, comedy is a medicine.
Man.
If you can make people laugh, you can control the masses.
You know how I look at it? I look at comedy similar to a crackhead. A crackhead mm-hmm. never tells you, oh, I don't got enough money to get that.
Mm-hmm.
They try to get it regardless, right?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, bro. So that's how I look at
our
it.
We need our laughs,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, man.
You know, if you can provide
it's
those
food
laughs.
For the soul.
Facts. It's necessary in such a crazy, stress-filled world, you know, and the life and just like bills and everything. It's literally like comedy and a good laugh, even just a good laugh in general. Yeah. It's just like, it just makes everything kind of a little more easier, man. You know?
Cause it's times where, you know, the biggest thing for me too, I was battling depression right around my birthday. Cause I lost my grandmother, but it was like, man,
this year?
In June, like 20th or so, right before my birthday, you know, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, this is horrible. My main lady's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, man, you know what? She wouldn't want me to be like that, you know?
Mm.
So I started thinking about all the good memories.
Mm.
And I'm like, man, I use her wig right now for skits. Bro, if you look, listen, the main wig,
God,
the
damn.
Main wig I use, bro, in a lot of my skits is my grandmother's.
Oh, man. That's beautiful.
Yeah, bro.
That's beautiful.
And I'm going to continue to.
She's smiling on you, bro.
Man, bro, listen. You know? And it's crazy because you know what the first thing she told me was? She said... She was like, baby, you just got to remember where you came from. And that's the main thing she kept telling me. Remember where you came from and keep your faith. And it's crazy because right now, man, my faith is so high.
Yeah.
I just know that. I know it's coming.
I can feel you. I can feel your energy. It's radiating,
man,
bro. It's radiating.
And you got a good aura, too, because if I would have came here and your aura was shit, I would have left.
No, bro. I'm a happy person, bro. You know, I don't know, you know, I used to be, like, very insecure, maybe, or, like, just quiet and reserved and unsure of myself and just, like, what am I going to do with my life? Because I always hated... work and shit, but you know, I know who I am now. It's like, and that's the thing, like, you know, that things are happening for us now is because we went through like so many humbling situations. I done been broke, so broke, damn near homeless, you know, back up, hella money, back down, you know what I mean? So I'm so, I mean,
you always go through emotions,
bro. So it's like, you know, I don't even feel like I could be cocky if I wanted to be now, you know, but I mean,
it teaches you, man. That's the best thing about it.
Yeah, facts.
It always builds you.
Yeah, facts, bro.
Cause I've been living, I was paycheck to paycheck for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, damn, this is crazy. Like everything's really going, like it's going exactly the way I want it to.
Exactly.
And it's like, this is crazy, man.
Yeah, bro. Facts.
But it humbles you though, for sure. Cause you know how it feels to be at like, damn, man, I got $100 to last me
till
I get paid.
Oh.
Bro, you know that feeling, right?
Oh, yeah, Lord.
Man, it's horrible, bro. And you're like, man, I don't want to do this. Man. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to take out chicks to, and it's like, man.
Trying to date and shit. Yeah,
yeah,
man,
bro.
It's tough out here, dog. It's tough out here. You can't be dating in Vegas, man. Damn. These girls out here, man. Are you on the dating scene out here?
I got a couple, but it's one that has it's one that definitely has my attention.
Oh yeah, yeah.
For the most part, yes.
How is it for you? How is it for you?
Man, it's good. It's different having, because 9 times out of 10, a lot of women won't be submissive. That's what sucks,
thank
bro.
You, bro. The girl I'm talking to now, I just had this whole conversation.
It's like, bro,
they're getting mad right. You triggered them right now. They're on the other side of that screen, bro, getting pissed off.
It's different. It's different when you can have a woman who's submissive. Like, and it's to the point where, like, I'm not even like, I'm not an asshole or nothing like that. Like, and I'm not too like, oh, you need to listen to me when I tell you.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
No, bro, at all. And it's like natural. Like, I don't even have to do nothing. It's crazy. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, man, this is what's up. This is different.
Yeah. No, so, women don't know. Yeah. It's just, you know, a lot. I've been on the dating scene for like, I just got out of a relationship last year. Last year. So
you getting back to yourself.
Well, yeah. Like, I'm like, you know, I've been dating and shit, and you know, I meet a lot of good girls, but yeah, it's just like I don't know, these girls just got like that independence, it's just stuck up their ass, you know. It's like,
and it's high high.
Yeah,
it's
you, like, don't gotta, on, man. You don't gotta, like, do all that. It's cool.
You don't.
Yeah, it's like to me, it's like, you know, everybody has their own ideas of what a relationship should be, but for me, it's facts. Like, you know, it's just like a order of operations. It's a mathematical equation.
Hey, rules and regulations.
It's rules and like regulations. Football. Yeah, man.
Yeah, bro. So like,
and women got to understand that, you know, men are different. We're different. We have different needs. Yeah. We have different, you know, we have you know, we have to cater to each other. And women are just like, you know, this generation of women, man, just don't like it. I'm like, yo, that's why y'all got baby daddies and 6 different baby daddies. Man.
And you know, the biggest thing? A lot of women don't understand that men need that reassurance too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not us being soft. It's just like, you know, sometimes you do need that reassurance.
Yeah.
It's not even about insecurities. It's just like, you know, I do want to know that I'm the only man you're talking to, you know?
Yeah,
if I am, I am. You know, that's cool with me. Yeah. But if I'm not, let me know that.
Yeah, facts.
So I don't look stupid, because then that's what causes the insecurities. Like, come on. Like, you know.
What was wrong with me, you know?
Facts. Yeah, you know? Man. Like, listen. And that's the thing. Like, I love women who keep that shit 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a girl tell me that she was talking to another dude. You know how good that felt?
Oh, bro.
It was crazy.
You'll talk about it with her.
Yeah.
You'll talk about him with her.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, come on, let me know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Communication is the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand a lot. I understand it more now that it's not even communication. A lot of women don't comprehend.
And it's like, all right.
Hey, listen, it's okay. Hey, I'm a comedian.
I'm cool. I was joking.
Listen, I ain't joking at all. If you know, you know. Listen, bro, communication is big, but comprehension is a bigger thing.
Yeah.
Like, because you can talk, I could talk to you all day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't comprehend what I'm saying, where are we going?
Yeah. In one
big facts, right?
Other,
facts, man. Listen.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, man, hey, listen, they gonna be mad at me all they want to. That's cool.
It is what it is.
That's the biggest thing too. I love being a comedian because you can say
You
can say everything that nobody wants to say.
Your DM's probably popping. Your DM's popping.
They should be. It's good though now because you know it's prepping me.
Yeah.
It's prepping me definitely because I'll be like, man, I'm like, sheesh, like you want to do that now?
Yeah.
Like, man, where was you at when I was at 1,000?
See, you can't be bitter though. You can't be bitter because this is where I see it, bro. This is where I see it. It's girls, they, you know, like women, they want a man that's, what am I trying to say? A high quality man, I guess. Oh, yeah. Or a man that's like, that's bro, listen, more willing to provide. Standard, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
The standards that they be having, bro, are out the roof.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, come on,
it's
now. Crazy. It's crazy. Like, really? It's crazy. And that's why I said with Tory Lanez and old boy, he said, you should have, like, you should be, like, right in your standards. Like, how can you expect somebody to buy your Birkin if you can't buy your Birkin?
Facts.
Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, because, bro, these fucking girls, I'm telling you, bro, like, Megan Thee Stallion is, like, the worst thing that's ever happened to these women, bro. I swear. But, you know, I get it. Like, I'm cool with the women empowerment shit of it, you know, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Being sexy and all that shit. But, like, it gets to a point where it's like, damn.
Yeah.
Like what happened to, like,
I was raised, you know? I was raised by women. Like,
yeah.
Big facts. So I definitely approve of everything that she stands for.
Mm-hmm.
But she did. She gave so many women, like, man, like, they,
yeah, the permission to be a hoe, man. And not be ashamed of, or man, not even be ashamed of, but the permission to, like, I don't know, man. I think their message gets misconstrued by young women.
Oh yeah, of course.
You know, it's like,
big facts. They twist her words for sure.
Yeah, and then the city girls, and it's I'm about to.
They don't make it no better.
Bro, it's like they're just breeding like prostitutes, man, type bro, shit. You know, it's crazy. Scamming ass bitches. You know, it's like, damn, it's sad. It's
it
sad.
Is, bro.
It's
it sad, definitely bro. Is.
And it's hard out here in Vegas dating, like, for a single man. You know, if there's any hot young Latina things out there. Boy, that's my flavor right there. What kind of girls you like?
Bro, I'm diverse. I love everything.
Me too. Yeah, I love everything. Yeah, too. Yeah. But
listen, I'll be whatever you want me to be. Yeah. I can be a Cuban if you want. I love it. I love it. The Latino women. I want to kiss you sometimes.
See, mommy.
Big facts.
¿Cómo se llama?
Hey, but that's, man. You know what I've learned? I love, like, women in general. I don't know. It's like, you know, it's just like, you
yeah,
know,
no,
it's,
no, I feel
it's
you.
Dope to vibe with any and every, you know?
Yeah, you know.
But you gotta set that.
Who's attracted to? What kind of girls do you find that's most attracted to you? Because for me, it's the big girls.
For real?
The big girls.
No, honestly, man, I look for, like, I love women who are, I like them down to earth, man. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. Like, mm-hmm. I want you to be where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to have to, like, coach you on who I need you to be. That's mm-hmm. the stupidest shit ever, you know?
Yeah, yeah, facts.
I feel like I want you to be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just, you know, it is what it is. It mm-hmm. falls into place. Like, that's what I've been noticing. Like, everything falls into place.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's just natural, you know? I don't want to force it. Like, that's the worst thing ever, to force a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, you ever had to do that? Force a relationship?
Yeah,
like, kinda. Oh, I need you to do this. Bro, yeah. That's the stupidest shit ever.
Yeah, I found myself sometimes, like, catering my personality to who I think this girl wants me to be. And that shit, like, is like the
it's
worst.
Horrible because you gotta, right when you come in the house, oh, I gotta be this person.
It turns into self-hate.
It does, because you're like, this is not fucking me, man. Yeah, this is fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Like, that's when I really become a schizo. I'll be talking to myself like, why the fuck did you say that?
Yeah,
I don't know, like, man. I'm really talking to myself
everything,
like, man,
you say,
I don't know, man. I just thought it was weird. That's not the way you fucking supposed to do.
Who am I? God damn. Yeah,
nah,
man.
Bro, but it's big though. And that's the biggest thing too. Like, love shouldn't be a fucking job.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
At all, man. It should just flow, you know?
Love is such a bullshit, man. Like, concept. It's so crazy. It's like,
bro, and that's what I said, man.
Man, I don't like, I can't ever, like, I just look at love totally different now. It's like, I just need a partner, bro.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's all you want.
And that I get along with, it's going to let me beat them cheeks up, you know? And that's, like, that we can hang out and we can do that. And that's about, like, you know, that, and that's not going to be out here doing, you know,
bro, being, and that's what I said.
Embarrassing me and shit.
When was it weird to go to the movies?
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of women that don't like the movies, and that's crazy to me, bro. I love the movies.
I love the movie theaters.
Bro, big facts, man. Yeah, that's why I like drive-thrus. I like regular, like, you know? And it's to the point where it's like, they want Ruth Chris. They want this. And I'm like, bro, are you serious?
What kind of movies you fucking with?
No, bro, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm like, man, listen, like, I love women that's down to earth. Like, like, sometimes, you know, sometimes I want to go to Sonic.
Mm.
I like getting the fucking real ice cream smoothies.
Yeah,
you know? Just simple shit, you know?
Hey, I got a recipe for dating, for first date.
Really?
I got a secret sauce. I got a mathematical equation that'll, yeah, you that hits me, every you time. Put me on. I'm gonna put you on for the, I'm the first day king, bro. I swear to God. I'm gonna put you on. I'm not gonna give it up on the camera.
Yeah, no, no, no.
It's valuable.
Yeah,
it's
valuable, no, no. They gotta pay for that.
They gotta pay for that. They gotta subscribe to my Patreon. Shit. Facts. Nah, but yeah, it is tough out here dating, especially in Vegas. Like, man. Yeah, you know, all these, man. You know, like the kind, I'm just like the kind of girls that I'm attracted to, I should not, because I want a family, I want kids, and I want all that shit now, yeah. You know? So I'm like, you know, but the girls I always end up talking to is like, not ready for that, you know?
Hey, and that's what it is. With maturity comes knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
As you get older, of course you're going to work. Of course you want to want kids, man. Mm-hmm. But you know, man, I'm dumb.
Yeah,
I got me and Lucy. I got four of them things.
You tied up or what? You
get tied up? Bro, man. Nah, not necessarily.
Oh, because you're still in the back of your mind. Like, maybe one more.
Bro,
yeah.
Listen, it's crazy, but I have baby fever right now.
Yeah. I get baby fever, too. Yeah,
I never see it. You ain't got none. Of course you got baby fever.
Yeah, facts. I want me a little creative player.
I just want one more boy. Because I have three girls, man. And oh, my goodness. Man, they are a handful, bro.
Yikes.
Women are, man, it's different.
Has that changed, having daughters, that changed your perspective on how you treat women?
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. Mm. Yes. Mm. And it's crazy because I be telling their mom, like, bro, listen, you need to, like, you know, little girls should see their mom being loved properly.
Mm.
Even with a dad, they should see their dad loving a woman properly because.
Yeah, yeah.
They are sponges right now.
Exactly.
And it's crazy because my 11-year-old sat me down and was talking to me.
Mm.
It's crazy, bro. I'm like, man, this is like shit. Are you serious?
They see everything.
Man, literally. And it's like, all right, cool. I get it now. So, man, that changes everything, you know. I'm real cautious about who I bring around my daughters. And even my son. Because my son, man, he grabs hearts like fast.
Mm. Is he the youngest?
Yeah.
Oh,
and all the women love him.
Yeah, of course.
Like, man, because
he's got a one up because he's around girls all the time.
And he looked just like me, bro. Yeah, so it's like, oh, my goodness. And this dude is funny, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know the biggest thing, too, about this career, about being a comedian?
Mm.
My kids, they watch my TikToks. They watch my YouTube. They watch my Facebook.
Yeah.
Bro, and I'm like, all right, cool. So, and it's crazy because one day I walked in on my son, and he's doing a beatbox challenge, and his sister's recording him. And he's getting it too. Man, a way to come and be and knock your legs. Yeah. And I'm like, oh man, he's a natural. And that's why I said,
in a family,
so
bro,
it's bigger now because I see that my kids are watching everything.
You're a positive
every
role
move,
model.
Bro. Yeah,
role.
You know? Yeah. And that's the biggest thing. I know that they're watching me.
Yeah.
You know what humbled me? My son was like, my daughter, she was like, Dad, if when I get older, can I work at UPS too? I was like, why you want to work at UPS?
Mm.
She was like, well, if you do it, I feel like it's good for me. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. So I'm like, nah, baby, you got to be bigger than that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's crazy. You know, it's humbling. That's what made me like, okay, cool. They watching me.
That's deep.
So now, you know, I turned it up a notch for sure, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're definitely watching everything, bro.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's weird.
Facts.
Yeah, I got a niece and nephew, and they just be like, you know, it's crazy. I'm like, damn, I didn't know you guys motherfuckers pay attention to me like that. I need to watch what I say around you, motherfuckers.
Man.
You know? It's crazy, but that's beautiful, man, you know, because, you know, being a comedian is just a special thing because the ability to make anybody laugh, like.
Oh, bro, man, that's the biggest gift.
It's literally the greatest, probably the greatest gift a human can have.
Oh, yeah, you know? For sure, for sure.
Other than, like, maybe, like, natural, like, weird mystic healing. Weird, you know, you can heal a broken bone by yourself, or you can cure cancer with just your mind, you know? But making people laugh is, like,
it's a medicine.
It's such a powerful medicine, bro.
Man.
Yeah. So, do you feel, like, a responsibility? When you go out in public... Are you like, people have to look at you like, I can't wait for you to be funny, man.
Hey, the biggest thing is a lot of people be like, the funniest shit to me is people come up to me like, hey, do something funny. I'm like, man,
I'm a circus animal. Jesus Christ.
I don't just do stuff that's funny. Yeah. I'm just funny.
Don't do that.
The lady, like, she was literally following me around and I'm like, are you serious, bro? So
that's
weird. Man. Hey,
people
but it's
weird,
it's
man.
Like crazy, man. Because I'd be
people
like, really?
Weird,
like,
bro.
You just want me to, like, okay.
What am I fucking performing
like,
for
switch.
You?
It's a switch. It's not a switch. It just happens.
Yeah.
Like, funny shit. I'm really witty. Yeah. I'm fast with it, too, man.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. You've been funny for a long time. That's why it's like, you know, I like to fuck with people that are the real deal.
Yeah.
And you are, it's in you, not on you.
I definitely appreciate that,
you know,
man.
What I'm saying? Anybody can attest to that shit. Anybody know you for a long time? This isn't like an overnight thing, bro. Nah. You know, why did it take you so long?
Man, bro, you know what? I didn't take it. You know what? Shout out to my Cromwell family in Valet, bro. Listen,
yes.
I went from 2014 to the quarantine, and I was just, they were like, bro, why are you not putting this on film? Like, why are you not taking this seriously? And I was like, man, I'm not worried about it. You know, you'd be like, it is what it is, man. I'm not worried about that shit.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. Like, man, they really was like, Gary, you got to do something, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, how are you just putting all this content out? Because I would make songs. Like, we got a dude that has little calves. We got a dude that's big as shit up top and small calves. And I remixed the Fetty Wap song. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Seen them little calves when you loading limos. And I was going in, man. They're like, damn, bro, this dude is funny. And it's just like, man, I honestly wish I would have started doing it earlier.
But what was holding you back? You just were like, what was
it? I wasn't taking it serious, man. You
were
know
you
what,
just working? Or
you
like,
know what's horrible about Vegas? You can get a job on the strip.
And make good money.
Yeah, you make good money. So you're like, oh, man, I ain't worried about that shit.
Yeah.
I'm making good money right now.
Yeah, facts. You get comfortable.
Man, you do. And that's, man, that's what we were just talking about.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, it's horrible. I got comfortable with that. Because, you know, valet is a great job. I won't say what we make. I'm going to keep that to myself.
I remember seeing you up get there comfortable, a couple times,
bro.
Man.
Yeah, bro. You get comfortable. Mm. And that's the biggest thing, you know? And now, it's crazy. Now, with the knowledge I have, I'm not comfortable at all. Mm-hmm. And I'll never be comfortable now.
Yeah.
Even with UPS. And I know UPS is a great job. It's a great career. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm not comfortable.
Yeah.
At all.
Because you're not going to be able to do what you want to do.
Yeah, you can't, man. No. I want more, man.
Can't spread your wings, bro.
At all. Yeah, man. And that's the biggest thing.
But it's good that you're doing it because.
Yeah, of course.
You know, for right now, you know, keep.
Yeah.
That's an important thing, bro, because a lot of artists and, you know, a lot of people like, you know, creatives, they shoot themselves in the foot. Because they jumped the gun too early.
Yeah.
You know,
and
so
that's what I said. We were just talking about that. Timing is everything. So
when it's time, you'll
at
know.
This point, oh man, and I'm ready. It's crazy because I'm really ready. I know I'm, you know how I know I'm ready? I was having I had a talk with myself. Mm. It's crazy, but we were just talking about this. Yeah. You talk to yourself. Mm. I had a conversation with myself and it was like, I'm speaking in third person. And it was like back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm ready because, it just flowed. It's like, man, it's like, okay, cool. Like this is, when I went viral, I wouldn't even, like, I was like, all right, whatever, you know, it is what it is. But I'm like, if they going crazy off of this, let me turn it up a notch. Yeah, let me get in the shit that they really want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cause man, I'm like, and this is crazy because I seen a tape at work. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take that tape and I'm gonna do a skit with it.
Mm.
And I got home and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be Mario. And I'm gonna sing a Mario song. and it went crazy. And I'm like,
crazy. It was so funny.
I'm
dog.
Like, bro, how did, like, I done did way better shit than this. But I'm like, all right, cool. If this is what y'all rocking with, all right, cool.
That's what I'm saying. I know. That's like, you never know what the people are gonna react
to. No, you don't. And it's like, all right, cool, man. I get it.
Yeah.
Y'all like shit that's already into. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
We're gonna go for that.
It was so funny. I started dying laughing.
And then, man, listen,
it
in
was
comments,
perfect.
I was like, man, listen, I know this is a Tevin Campbell song.
Yeah.
I just want Mario singing that. So I just did the lip sync. And it's Mario singing a Tevin Campbell song. But they was going stupid on there. Like, oh my goodness. That's not Mario's song. That's Tevin Campbell.
Yeah, no shit.
I know.
God damn. You do know what comedy is? Jesus. But the nostrils, bro. The nostrils.
The double barrel shotgun.
Double barrel. So when he posted it, he didn't reach out to you or nothing?
Nah, bro. Oh, okay. But listen, you know what? I honestly feel like he was like, you know what? I respect it.
And yeah, because it was so funny.
It was like, it was genuinely
like you could not laugh.
And he
at
reposted it too.
Yeah.
After he reposted mine, then he reposted his.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, cool. And you know who I was waiting for? I thought Shade Room was gonna post it, and they never posted it. I'm like, you know what?
Did they look? They saw it though, right?
I don't know.
They didn't see on your story or nothing?
I don't even know, man. But I'm like, you know what? It's cool. I'm gonna come for it. Yeah. I know it's coming, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, bro. It's there. It's there, bro. You just stay consistent. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Bro.
Oh, man.
Just kind of get out of your own way in a weird way. Like, when you're doing this.
And that's the biggest thing. I really am in my way, man.
Mm.
I've noticed it for sure.
Like, how?
because of, I'll be always like, all right, man, I'm going to get to it here and there. I'm going to get to it. I'm going to get to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I started thinking about it. One of my partners, shout out to Skinny, he was telling me, he said, man, listen, all you got to do is take 4 hours out your day. And even Lou, shout out to Lou, she was telling me, she's like, Pootie, like, all you have to do is just stay consistent. Just give yourself even 2 hours. Because you think about it, you can make a TikTok in 10 minutes.
Facts.
Yeah, so that's why I said, man, it makes sense. Now, I'm going to just go ahead and start doing it like that, consistent. Man. You got to stay consistent. You do.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I was like, I don't want to just keep giving them anything. Like, it's easy for me to give them anything. Yeah, I can give you something funny, but I want to give you the good shit now.
Yeah, facts.
Because you think about Country Wayne and Desi Banks and DC Young Fly, they give you good shit.
Yeah.
So that's why I said, why should I just give you half-assed when I know I can give you, you know, the full pootie. So,
yeah. It's time, though.
Oh, man, yeah, definitely.
You got to put that fucking foot on the gas.
After mark my words, after November 5th, it's a done deal.
What's November 5th?
That's when I graduated from driving.
Oh, from UPS.
Yeah, okay.
So now you UPS. Yeah, you cannot.
So
yeah.
I was focused. I had to focus on this so I can make sure I passed. But after November 5th, man, listen,
that's crazy.
I'm gonna turn
that
up a
notch. You're like able to like, you know, have all that, like be kind of like in this weird transitional phase where you're getting that like recognition.
No,
you're like,
and that's
on.
What I'm telling them. I'm like, hold on. I got y'all. Listen, I tell them, I tell them all the time. I put out little skits here and there or little videos of me singing in the car. I'm like, listen. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm coming full throttle. And that's why I told him, I don't never hate on anyone or nothing. I'm real humble.
Mm-hmm.
But you going to know who I am for sure, for sure.
Yeah, facts. Operating on faith, man. You know, you got to.
Big
you got to believe in yourself. It's people. Why does the world make us feel guilty for believing in yourself, man? You know, what is that about?
It's crazy. You know, honestly, I think it's because a lot of people don't believe in themselves.
Yeah, it's easy not to believe in yourself.
Yeah, it is.
It's easy
because
just to be told what to do.
You get all these people who tell you, man, listen, I go through so many comments where people tell me, oh, that's stupid. It looks like you're just jumping around and this is net. On my YouTube, on my Instagram, people always tell me.
Good, good.
But I love, those are the main ones that I love to read.
That's
the shit ever.
Bro, it doesn't matter if they're hating.
Yeah, I don't care about that shit.
If they're leaving comments, bro, that means they're invested.
You watched it. Hey, listen, as long as you watched it, I don't give a fuck what you say.
Bro, I watch a lot of shit. I don't comment on shit.
Yeah.
It takes a lot for me to comment on some, shit, bro.
I tell people all the time, don't pay attention to your comments, the views, or the likes.
Yeah. It'll distort your
vision. I have videos that are at 6,000 views with only 22 comments. You watched it. That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, facts. People tell me all the time, like, oh, you should charge guests for coming up on here. I'm like, I'm not charging nobody. Like, this is organic, bro, for real. Like, for me, it's like, I've never charged anybody.
Listen,
it's bro.
You're doing it right now, and eventually, it's going to come a point when they be like, hey, yo, easy.
Thank you.
Look, I didn't call you.
My dog, yes, sir.
I didn't call you. But listen, no, big facts, though. It'll come a time when they be like, hey, yo, listen. We want you to come do a talk show, or we want you to come do a podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And then today's price is not the same as the
facts, bro.
Bro, that's why I said
it's gotta be organic.
You putting that time in, and that's great, man. That's a big thing, bro.
How long?
And I commend you for that for sure.
Thank you, bro. Likewise, man. How long you been doing comedy? Like,
bro, listen,
seriously now.
Seriously, I started 2020 of December is when I started taking it serious.
2020.
Oh, yeah, 2020 of December. I'm almost at a year, bro.
Oh, that's it?
And, bro, listen, I'm almost at a year.
My boy, hey, shout out to you, bro.
I'm almost at a year, bro. And I gave myself a year. I was like, if I don't see nothing, because I was like, you know what? I know I'm funny.
Yeah.
I give myself a year. And if I don't see nothing, I'm going to stop. But I went stupid. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's up there now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's dope, bro.
Yeah, man.
That's dope, bro.
I'm definitely looking.
See, you don't know. You don't never know how close you really are.
No,
you could be one video away.
Man, listen.
From getting that call.
It just takes one person. It just takes. Yeah. Hey, listen. Man, listen. I'm telling you. Once he call.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Listen.
Hey, your time. That time is coming.
Man. Yeah.
That time is coming, bro.
Listen, man. I'm almost there. I feel it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said. Once he call, I'm going to go and I'm going to show my ass, man. Because, you know, I got the impersonations down.
Mm-hmm.
You just, the freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Man, listen.
Easy. That was literally freestyle, bro.
Hey.
Facts.
That's why
literally
said,
freestyle.
Bro, I'm ready, man.
Audio dealers coming to you soon.
Big facts. Hey.
Hottest rap show in the world.
Man. Yeah, soon to come. And I'm the first one to chop. Dog. MC Titties. Shout out to MC Titties.
Hey, you got a new character, bro.
Yeah, man. Listen, easy. That's what I said. I'm definitely. But that's the biggest thing, too, you know? I want to venture off into the short series, you know? Mm-hmm. Like how Country Wayne is, bro. Mm-hmm. I love Country Wayne, bro. He's a dope. Even Desi Banks. I love those two, bro.
Are you on TikTok?
They're solid. Yeah, I am now, okay, man. Okay. But man, I'm still learning. My kids be showing me everything right now.
Forget Facebook. Forget Twitter. Forget I know, Instagram. Man. Forget it all.
TikTok.
Forget,
no, I know.
Forget it all.
Get them followers up,
bro. Get yeah, the, bro. TikTok you bro. Serious, people are man. Getting bags off of TikTok.
I know. My girl. Shout out to Lou. Lou Tip. Man, listen. Lou is one of the hardest workers. Lou Cynthia, bro, mm-hmm. she is dope. I love her. I love her work ethic. Mm-hmm. She will put out 8 TikToks.
Got, hey, consistency.
A skit on yeah. Instagram.
Her time's coming too, bro.
And
you know?
She posts and every don't nothing be the same, bro. Mm. I be like, man, sheesh.
Got
but
you,
I'm about to turn up a notch though. I am.
Yeah.
But yeah, you. she's one of the biggest inspirations I have.
Do you have a manager?
No, nothing. Mm. Nothing. Mm. I know, man. Everything, and it's crazy.
By yourself, huh?
By myself.
Let me manage you, man.
Hey, man, listen. You being funny.
Nah,
you being
bro,
funny,
nah.
But hey, listen.
I shouldn't have said it. Shouldn't have said it. You know I come from that management shit.
They'll be like, hey, what happened to your podcast? Yeah. Oh man, you know, I'm just working with my artist right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm working with
my comedian right now. Yeah, bro, fact. Listen.
I'm cool
listen,
with that, yeah.
When I come and talk to you, listen, yeah. You said it, you put it in the air right now, right? So yeah. Listen. Bro, listen, man. I'm gonna come yeah, to you. Yeah, listen, yeah. You can do both.
Yeah.
You
can no, both talk I can't, to I can't. No, you know what's yeah. crazy though is that I got my real foot in the music game. With artist management, right? So I was managing people, you know. We did shows. I had some accomplishments as a music manager.
Oh yeah.
And then I fell out with my artist. We just, you know, anybody that knows the artist manager relationship and get sticky. Yeah. It's sticky. But like probably like a month ago, 2 months ago, I put out a tweet and I said, man, I'm kind of itching to get back into a management.
Oh
position.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And I'm here. No,
that's,
like
that's good.
I'm open to working with different people. I'm easy, you know, easy.
We gonna talk after this.
Yeah, facts, bro.
Put it like that.
I wanna be a resource. I love to be the guy behind
yeah,
the scenes.
Man,
and,
listen,
you know?
Bro, listen. I'm telling you now. See, it's perfect you said this now. Yeah, listen, man. I'm telling you, everything's falling into place.
Hey, bro. You
look,
got my number.
Yeah,
bro.
Man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, bro, listen.
You need me to send a professional email? I got you, dog.
I'm gonna call you and you go like, damn, bro, that fast?
Yeah. That, hey, bro, you
it's
got
coming,
it already.
Man. Listen, I'm letting you know now.
Yeah.
Be prepared.
Bro, once you really plant your flag in L.A.,
man, yeah. That's the first step, bro. Yeah,
bro, Pootie about to go Hollywood on us, bro.
Man,
hey,
nah,
Vegas, Pootie
hey,
about
listen,
to go Hollywood.
Nah, not
bro.
At all. Hey, listen, this is my promise.
Yeah, we can.
And you know they say don't put that on me, bro. Don't put that on me, bro. Listen, I'm still on the same shit.
Bro, the whole bottle, fam. Yeah.
But hey, listen, that's the one thing I promised myself. That's an affirmation. Mm. I promise to be myself through all of this. Like I will consistently interact with my fans, interact with my city. Mm. Like I will always give back. And I can't wait to be in a position to where I can give back to my city.
Yeah, facts. What do you think the hold up is in the city?
It's politics.
Oh, I thank
it
you.
It is, man.
It.
It's
hey,
politics.
Your little weird ass politics don't apply
it's
to me.
It's politics, bro. And it's, you know what it is? It's crazy because I tell, you know, the biggest thing right now, we have some talented artists.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know a lot of rappers, man. I know a lot of great rappers in our city,
mm-hmm.
but the politics takes away from it.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't get this artist to perform with this artist. You know why? Because of a gang or because of his homeboys.
Weird ass, all that shit, bro. Yeah.
Because I know some dope artists who will make fucking epic music,
mm-hmm.
but they can't because of where they're from or because of who they know or because of the girl they talk to. Anything, bro. And it's like, man, come on now. Like, that's what we have to get away from. Because if you look at Cali, Atlanta, New York, Philly, all of these rappers put consistent music out. Mm-hmm. They don't even have to like this person, but they'll be like, hey, listen, my manager gonna talk to your manager and send you this. Yeah. And I want you to go in on it. And that's that.
Yeah, facts.
Bro, they support. Like, mm-hmm. I love the Cali movement. Mm-hmm. They consistently support each other.
They do.
Like, man, big facts. Like, everybody in Cali, it don't matter if you're from L.A., Hemet, fucking Man, it don't matter what part of Cali you from. They really rock with each other.
If you fucking with, if you got some good music,
bro, and that's really, what I'm saying. Man, that's the biggest thing, bro.
So yeah, well, that's why they call Vegas, you know, Cali, California's basement, because we're so influenced by Cali, we don't even know who we are out here.
And that's what sucks.
Yeah,
it sucks that we have this much talent and nobody knows.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing.
Well, bro, I think a lot of artists, they're just trying to be the big fish in the little pond.
Yeah,
hit the road.
They gotta get over that. But man, listen,
I'm tired of these local shows where it's just rappers showing up for other rappers and it's like, bro, just stop.
I'm a prime example. I'm a comedian and I know I'm great. I know I'm really good, but I don't give. I will do skits with somebody that's not even funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because and you laughing right now, but no, bro, listen. The reason why I will do it, he probably has 1,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
I have 12,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
If I can show, I've never been a hater. If I can, if my 12,000 followers can do something for you, even if you get 100 followers from me,
mm-hmm.
that's enough.
Mm.
If I get 2 followers from you, that's good to me.
Yeah.
That's more than the 12,000.
But you're going to do a skit with somebody that does not money?
I will definitely do a skit with somebody, bro.
Why?
Because it's just, that's why everybody laughing at me. But listen, I will do a skit with somebody that's not funny. You know why? Because he has 1,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't have. He has 1,000 people that I don't have.
Facts.
He might have 200 that I have.
Yeah.
But it's 800 people that I don't have.
Yeah, facts.
Even if I get 2 of those 800, it's still good to me.
Yeah, facts. No, yeah. You gotta
0.5% means something to me.
That's where the humbleness comes in.
Yeah, man. Like, big facts.
Don't look down on me. Don't look down on me because you got more followers than me.
I tell people all the time, I don't give a shit that I have 12K followers.
Yeah.
At all.
You shouldn't.
I'm gonna keep striving, and I'm gonna keep giving those 12K everything that I got. Even though I got them, I'm gonna still put out
consistent
content. Oh man, yeah, it is.
It's so weird that we like everybody's in a low key competition.
Oh yeah, always. Followers. But you know what? I stopped doing that. You know why I stopped doing that? Because you'll get caught up in it. You're like, oh man, what can I put out? What's gonna be it? What's gonna be? Nope. I stopped
playing
doing
the
that.
Game.
Yeah. Yeah, you playing that game that they want you to play. No, man.
But what I will say is that if they're organic followers, for sure, you got to capitalize on it. Don't just have followers to have followers.
Oh yeah, no, man. But, and that's why I said. Yeah. That's why I'm gonna interact with all of them.
You got to. And I'm gonna
start doing lives and everything.
You got to, bro. The biggest thing though is like even with artists, even you know, entertainers, you know, in general. Are you selling tickets?
Yeah.
You can have 25,000 followers. I've been to rapper shows that like 50,000, 60,000 followers from out of town, right?
Yeah.
They pull up to Vegas.
And they come out here and it's boo-boo.
Bro, 10 people are there. Are you selling tickets,
man,
bro?
See, listen.
If you ain't selling tickets, shut the fuck up. You ain't nobody. Hey. Nobody cares. You have no influence. Man. You have no power. If you ain't selling tickets, bro, shut the fuck up, please.
And that's the biggest thing, man. I feel like... That's the thing. I want to stay original, man. I want to stay organic.
Yeah,
I really want my fans. I want to be able to interact with fans everywhere, even if it's in Turkey.
Yeah,
bro, I want to interact with them.
Have you been collaborating with artists? I mean, comedians outside the city?
No, not yet.
You have to.
But I am.
You have to.
Oh, I am.
This is something,
man.
That. Oh my God! Another plague that just takes over Las Vegas creative people is they just get into this like. Oh, I'm only going to create with my friends, the people that I know right now.
Oh, no, not
at
all.
Like, dog.
But that's what I said.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I'm going to go to LA. That's the reason why I'm going to go to ATL.
Yeah, you got to go to Atlanta.
Man, listen.
Atlanta, bro.
Atlanta. I want to do something with Country Wayne. I want to do something with Desi Banks.
Yeah.
And you heard it here first. Bro, I'm neck confident. I know for sure. I'm going to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get something.
Easy. Easy.
Man, yeah,
I'll be your manager.
Sure.
I'll make it happen.
Bro, listen, I'm telling you, you keep playing. Listen.
I'll make it happen for you.
We're going to have a conversation after this.
No, however I can help
Big
you,
facts.
Bro.
Oh,
however
man,
I can help you, bro.
We're going to have a conversation after
I would
this.
Love to be in the comedy world.
Hey, we're going to have a conversation after this.
I would
this.
Love to be in the comedy world, bro. Facts, bro. Because I need some help.
Yeah, man, to spread the wings.
Hey, no, I need some help.
Bro,
I need some help on my comedy, bro. I'm like the dry. I'm like, I have like that dry, like cringy, like
Nah, oh,
it's
bro.
Funny. It's, you know, it's so funny because it's not funny.
Hey, listen, you know, no, that shit is funny. Like, to, like what to, you just showed me, yeah. Man. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Oh, the skit, the little
yeah,
acting.
Bro.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's like it's natural.
Yeah.
You know when you think you're not funny and you are, oh, that's the best thing ever.
Yeah. It's I mean it's always weird. Like, is it weird watching your skits?
Oh man, you know what I do? I critique myself.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
I always go back and watch.
I don't watch my podcast at all. Man,
oh, you
or
don't?
Listen.
Bro,
no,
listen.
At all.
You'll be surprised. Just go back and watch just two of them. Mm. That's how I better.
Can't.
That's
I
how
can't
I,
do
listen.
It.
That's how I better myself. I'd be like, damn, my posture was horrible. Hey, listen, no, yeah, I'm yeah, telling yeah. you, that's how you get better and better and better.
Okay, man, I'll just try go. It.
Yeah,
it's
man, listen,
really
I'm
hard
telling
for
you,
me. It's really
listen,
hard.
You'll be like, man, I wasn't keeping direct eye contact. It's little shit that you'll improve on.
Mm.
And man, it makes that much of a difference. Because now, you know what I used to do? I had a horrible thing. I would look at the camera when I'm shooting.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not supposed to.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, man, right. That's what I said. And then I start, I'm like, oh, man, now... Go look at my skits. Look at my skits from when I first started and look at them now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't look at the camera.
Yeah.
I'm good now,
do you,
bro.
Do you take acting classes?
I am now.
Good. Beautiful.
Yeah, man.
Beautiful.
I just signed up for CSN.
Beautiful.
They have a drama and a theater class that I'm taking right now, man.
Beautiful.
And it's dope.
That's awesome, bro.
Oh, yeah, I had to.
Because there's an art to it.
Yeah, it is, man. And a lot of people don't understand that. Like, a lot of people think, like, oh, I'm a great actor. I can act. Shit.
You think it's easy, but it's not.
Man, it's
when
not.
When that motherfucker says action,
when that
it's
camera,
not.
It's a different ball game. Yeah, it definitely is. A lot of people
Understand. Do you like, when people give you feedback, how do you interpret that? Because like,
oh man, I'm the best. I can take criticism so well.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the best thing about being a comedian. I love people who critique my craft. Mm. I love it because I actually take it. I'm a sponge. That's the thing. I never feel like I'm too good. It's,
yeah.
Somebody off the streets could tell me, "Oh man, you could have did this better." Mm. I was like, "Oh really?
Yeah.
What did?" I get deep. I get detailed. Like, what didn't you like about it? What was wrong with it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get deep with it, man.
Do
I love seeing this shit.
Do people tell you, like, how great you are more often than not?
Yeah.
Is that annoying?
Nah, man. No, you know what? I'm humble, man, so I take it.
Yeah, but I don't trust
hey,
those people. If
I
you always
people-
say good things about me, I don't
no,
trust you, bro.
I have people, you know the best thing about it? I have people come up to me on the streets.
Mm.
Oh man, you that just Pooty dude.
Oh
my goodness,
yeah,
bro, you Pooty.
Yeah.
Oh man, bro, I love your skits,
yeah,
bro.
That's weird, huh?
And you know how good that feels,
yeah,
man.
Fact.
From my city, it's like, man, that's humbling.
Confirmation.
It definitely is. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing too. I love it. Like I tell people all the time, man, don't be scared to come up to me.
Yeah.
I'll never be Hollywood.
Yeah.
I'll never I'll separate it. Like when I go to other cities and this and that, I'll keep a bodyguard. Yeah. You know, I'll do what I need to. Yeah. Because
I'll be a bodyguard too, bro.
Nah, bro. You can't. You too small, man. I need 270. 270, 250.
Gas.
See, bro, listen.
Hey, Gas would be a bodyguard.
Hey,
shout out to Gas, my boy, King
listen.
Gas. You know King Gas?
No, I don't.
You don't know Gas?
No.
You never been to Gas Station Studios?
Hey, you know what?
You never been over
I've
there?
Heard no, but I talked to him. Shout out to Gas Studios.
Yeah.
I want to do an EP because you know I can sing, right?
Nah.
Yeah, bro. See,
come on, let's hear.
Oh, you want me to give you some right now? What you want me to give you, man?
MC Titties. Let's
MC
go.
MC Titties. No, that ain't MC Titties.
Oh, that's
sensual seduction.
Sensual seduction.
Nah, bro.
S. Let's
hey,
go.
Hey, listen. I can sing the Trey songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was actually pretty good. That
hey, bro.
Good.
Yeah. See, that's the biggest thing. I can impersonate everybody. You know, my
Michael Jackson.
You know, my Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Looking hard across my window, electric eyes are everywhere.
R. Kelly.
Now I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling. Nah, you need that R. Kelly. You say you want me, but he needs you, baby. Tell me, what am I gonna do about this fucking threesome love?
Eddie Murphy.
That was tough.
I threw you off.
Hold on. I got you. Spandex. Oh, spandex.
That's good on the spot. Hell yeah.
Bro,
fuck
no.
Yeah.
Bro, I got a bunch of them.
I'm already know. Who's your favorite to impersonate?
50, man. I love 50 Cent.
Oh, bro. I got
bro.
Yo, his little.
Hey, listen.
You in the club.
No, what are you saying? No, bro. You know what I love about him? He's a solid. he's a solid dude, man. A lot of people hate him, but I love him. He said, it's crazy that TMMRE won't pay me my money. I mean, I feel like it is what it is, but I don't give two shits, you know? I mean, a lot of people call me a bully, but I'm not a bully. I just feel like, you know, I won't be a bully until you want me to be a bully. When you tell me that I'm not going to do something, then I do it. I got money.
There you go.
Yeah, bro.
That's it right there, dog. You know what you just remind me of?
Who?
Jay Farrell. That's what you just remind me of, bro.
Hey, yeah. You know what? Shout out to Jay Farrell. Yeah. He gave me a shout out. I did the 50 Cent impersonation, bro.
Oh, he got on there.
It was like, hey, my guy. Hey. Yeah, listen. Hey, that was big for me, bro.
Facts. No, bro. He's a legend.
Man, listen.
He's a legend, bro. He's like one of the few funny people left on SNL. Is he still on SNL?
Yeah. Oh, okay, bro, listen. I love his impersonation. Yeah, that dude is dope.
SNL is that's a goal for you. It has to be, right?
Oh man, I can't wait to get on SNL. Yeah, yeah. Listen, because I got a 2 Chainz skits I've been waiting to do, and I haven't did it yet. Man, listen, I could do a cold 2 Chainz impersonation. Trail 2 Chainz. Hey man, listen, I want to go in. Even Wiz Khalifa, I could do Wiz Khalifa really well too, bro.
So, yeah.
So that's why I say it is big, man. I got a lot of. I'm really good at impersonation, so
that's good. Bro.
That's definitely a big thing.
Those acting classes are gonna.
Oh man, that's gonna make it real good.
Yeah, bro.
I can't wait, man.
Yeah, man. SNL is like not what it used to be.
Oh no, of course not. But it's still SNL.
It's still very relevant. Yeah, it's still dope. Yeah,
it is.
What other goals do you have as a comedian?
Honestly, man, I can't wait to see that everything that I've been doing is you know going in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, bro. Listen, I'm telling you. You know, we're emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how.
Are we?
Hey, listen.
Am I going to start crying right now?
Hey, no, listen. Hey, the biggest thing for me, man, I can't wait till that moment of recognition through the world. Like when I get on that stage or something, when I get some type of award,
Oh,
bro, I can't wait to go in.
You're going
to
cry?
Bro, listen, because you know how much work I'm putting in,
man?
That's the biggest thing, man. When you finally get to that pivotal point or to your
climax.
Your climax. Yeah, the climax, man. That's pause. The biggest thing.
But, pause. Pinnacle.
Yeah, pinnacle. That's a better one.
There you go. Yeah,
when I get to that pinnacle, bro, I definitely want to give credit to a lot of people, man.
Yeah. It's I can't imagine. Yeah, I daydream about that feeling too.
Oh,
it's,
man.
For me it's writing. So I write like
you do?
Yeah, I'm a writer. Yeah, hard.
Oh man, I gotta tap in with you, man.
Yeah, scripts and all that.
Listen, man. I can't wait to dab in with you, bro.
Yeah, man. So that's like, I think about that, like, you know, having like a successful movie or something like that.
Man.
And that's what really motivates me.
Bro, you know? I got to sit down with you because I got some dope ideas, man, for short series.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, you know, if we get to Netflix, listen, I'm telling you now.
When we get to Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, man, listen. Yeah, you might have to shoot these like 7 in a row.
Facts.
So that way you got you 7 weeks.
Facts, bro. I got it.
All right, cool.
Bro, like.
Yeah, we good.
I love, you just
told me the best thing ever that you write, man. That's dope.
I love it, bro. I love writing. I've always been I always considered myself more of an author than a talker. And it was weird now because I have a podcast, right? So, but see, it's funny because like, I'm cool. I love these kinds of interactions where I can actually sit down, I can look in your eyes and I can catch your energy.
Yeah.
And I can like, we can vibe for real.
Yeah.
And we know it's organic, but like when I get around a lot of people,
you shut down.
Yeah. It's like, all right. Like this ain't my vibe, but yeah, man. Like, for sure, bro. Like writing and all that shit. So that pinnacle moment is definitely like something
that's big for me.
To motivate you.
I can't wait, man. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing for me.
Just to shout out, you know, your family.
Oh, man. Listen, man.
Just to say, hey, mom, I love you.
To give every, man, listen.
You know? Yeah.
And you know what the biggest thing is? My mom is dope. Shout out to my mom, man. She's like one of my biggest fans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because she's known we've been funny. She told me I should have been something.
Yeah.
Because when I was two rapping Ghetto Boys.
Mm.
At the age of 2, I was fully rapping all 3 verses.
Shout out to the Ghetto Boys.
Yeah, facts, man. And it's crazy. Like
My mom's playing tricks on me, bro.
That's what I was rapping. Like the full song, bro. So I can't wait to be able to to give back and show my mama that, man, listen, like in Tupac's words, you are appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
That song, that fucking, that.
Hey, man, listen. Song,
that, yo, listen, dear mama.
Every, listen, yeah, every year.
I cry.
I send up, bro, every year, yeah, I send those lyrics to my mama Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bro, that she's a big inspiration. I love that woman for sure, man.
Yeah, I'm sure you're getting a lot of love right now and probably a lot of fake love.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's what comes with it. Fake love is always.
What is that like?
Oh, man, I love it. I yeah. love those people.
You can sense it though, huh?
Yeah, man. That's the thing. You can. Because, you know, I'm big on energy. So yeah, if your energy tells me off, oh, man. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. That's what's up. But I still, oh, man. Oh, man, I appreciate it, man. Feel it. But, yeah, hell yeah, bro. Yeah, you can sense that fake love. You always can. Mm-hmm. When you're a genuine person, you know the real from the fake.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest thing. I love it.
Yeah.
I do. I love it.
You can sniff it out.
Oh, man. Yeah. You see how big this motherfucking nose is?
Hey, I got a doinker on me too, hey, dog. I smelled
the sun coming up this morning.
I got that Italian schnauzer, you know? But, hey, yeah, like, do you process that well or you just don't care? Or like,
oh, no, man.
Do you get hate? I'm not worried about it. Yeah, you get hate?
Oh, yeah. I get hate, love. I get fake love. I get all of that.
How do you deal with the hate?
I love it. Honestly, you know what? Coming up, you know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like football or it's just like sports. It's just like having friendships with somebody who has another best friend, but they won't tell you about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it is what it is. Honestly, I don't worry about it. I'm like, you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah. Have you like...
They're not going to change me.
Yeah, that's the important thing, right?
Oh, yeah, man. That's like, big.
Don't let it get to you.
No, that's the biggest thing, bro. A lot of people, they get anal about it. You know what? Oh, no, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to stop me. That's one person.
Mm-hmm.
I have a ton of people who know that I'm funny.
Yeah.
That's why it's crazy. When my homeboys and people that I grew up and went to school with tell me, oh, he's not funny, mm-hmm. but you know I'm funny. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I love that. That's fuel. That's like firewood to my fireplace.
Yeah, facts. Yeah,
bro. Yeah,
you have to. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah,
bro.
Man, I love it.
Facts. Yeah, because it's like when you get a lot of recognition, like you go viral, people start looking at you different, right?
Yeah, they do. Like, but I'm the same person.
Is it people like very close to you?
Yeah,
that start looking at you like who?
They make those jokes. They make those jokes like, oh, he Hollywood now. No, I'm the same person.
Yeah. In your mind, I'm Hollywood. But
no,
to me,
in your mind, yeah, I'm that same person.
Yeah,
I'm the same person that just did the same thing.
God damn, that's
bro.
It's like a snake. It's like a snake shedding skin. You know, you gotta trim the fat. And,
yeah, you do.
You know, it's like
and keep running.
That's what. You know, I study successful people. I was big on self help books and all that shit.
I look at all the people who are like who are medicine and or who are like showing you that they've done it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
like Nipsey Hussle, RIP to Nipsey Hussle. But I love that guy. You know why? Because he tells you and shows you.
Mm-hmm.
He did it backwards, but it made more sense the way he did it. He mm-hmm. owns his publishing. He owns everything.
Mm-hmm.
He loves people that were teaching health, wealth, and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I look at all those people. I love that shit. You know,
real.
I'm really big on influencers.
Mm-hmm.
Like anybody that can give me some knowledge. Oh, man, yeah. I listen. And it's crazy because like right now, I'm working at UPS and the drivers, they have 20 years and 30 years. They're like, man, what is it with this kid?
Mm-hmm.
Like they look at me like, why is he? He's tuned in.
He got a different energy.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. And he said, man, the dude was talking to me today. He said, man, you love what you do, huh? I said, bro, I'm just a happy spirit. He said, nah, you don't. He said, you don't love what you do. You love life.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah.
Facts.
I love everything about it, man. To be here.
Every minute, yeah.
Man, because you got to make the best of it. We're all dealt shitty situations.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to you to overcome it.
Facts.
That's how you have to look at it.
We're all going to the same place.
Facts.
We're all going to the same place.
We all bleed the same. We all get the same 24 hours, everything.
Yeah.
So it's really up to you what you do with it.
You know, I look at life as a joke.
Oh yeah, man.
It's not that serious.
It's not. And that's the funniest. Everything takes it. Yeah. Everybody takes it so serious.
Yeah.
I had a lady who got mad because I was being funny. She said, "Put your mask on." I said, "Put your mask on." She was pissed.
Yeah.
But man, I'm like, the other two girls laughed so hard, bro.
You got it.
They were crying laughing.
You gotta have a sense of humor, bro. Yeah, it's like, man, like we've been talking about, it's medicine, bro.
It is, bro. You have to. Cause come on now. If you were serious 24 hours out of the day,
mm-hmm.
how do you go on with life?
It's not worth it.
Come on. It's not. Yeah, like, come on now. You can't laugh. You can't smirk, man. No nothing.
Yeah, like,
man.
Yeah, man. Like, that's one thing I've had to learn is, like, because I'm really hard on myself.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to be, bro, at all.
I know.
You
don't.
But it's like, you know, I used to be, too.
You have these such high expectations for yourself.
But you don't.
And then you're not living up to them. Your life's not reflecting it. And it's like,
you know what I started doing? I started looking at all the shit that I did have instead of the shit that I don't.
Perspective.
Because a house at 40 is still good as a house at 21.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think about it. That's still a goal. That's still wonderful. Because the same joy you get at 40 is the same joy you're going to get at 21. It doesn't matter. A house is a house.
Yeah.
Even when you reach your pinnacle, if you reach it, a perfect example, 2 Chainz was Titty Boy before he was 2 Chainz.
Yeah.
And he didn't get that buzz as Titty Boy. He got that buzz as 2 Chainz.
Reinvention.
And he was 40, bro, when he made it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big step, man. Listen, that means a lot to me, man.
But hey, if you're 40, don't start a rap career.
Yeah. Okay?
Don't do it. No, facts. I hear what you're saying, though, bro. Yeah, no, for real.
Yeah, that's big for me. 2 Chainz is one of the biggest inspirations to me.
Yeah.
Big facts.
He didn't quit. He didn't give up.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And that's why I said, you know, the main dude that I love and I watch him a lot, Jamie Foxx.
Oh,
I love Jamie Foxx, bro. He's underrated, but he's one of the GOATs. In my eyes,
he's probably the GOAT.
Bro, listen.
I would arguably put him above Eddie Murphy as talent level
goes.
Man,
listen, I ain't going to say that now because they're going to come back to it. But listen, man. No, you know what? Fuck that. That dude is the GOAT.
Bro, comedy, he doesn't miss. Acting, he doesn't miss. Music, he doesn't miss.
I studied that guy from fucking 7 all the way up, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't. Him and Bernie Mac. Oh my goodness. Those are my two greats, man.
Rest in peace, Bernie, yeah.
But see, I even look at, you know, what's the dude from Bebe's Kids? Harrison.
See this?
I forgot his name.
See this?
Man, you know Bebe's Kids. Stop playing with me, man. But yeah, the daddy from House Party.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Yeah, okay. You know. But yeah, Robin Harris is his name.
Okay.
I love him as a comedian too, man. That's why I said I love a lot of the greats.
Yeah.
You know, I studied my craft before I did everything, before I decided I was gonna be a comedian. I've been watching him since I was a kid, you know? That's what we grew up on.
Yeah. Are you still deciding that you're going to be a professional comedian? Or are you, like, kind of just going with the flow?
Oh, 50-50. I'm 50-50. The thing is, I know I'm good at comedy. I am. I know I'm good at it. At stand-up, oh, man, I'm the man. Because I know how to engage with a crowd. I know how to put emphasis on jokes. Yeah, man, I know how to do all of that. I did that in high school. Yeah, man, you know about it. That's why I said, man, facts.
I know about it.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I can't wait, you know. But that's why I said, I'm going to hit it.
So
I'm
going
to hit it the way I want
though?
To. Because I feel like if stand-up comes first, then it comes first. I'll go with stand-up. But if acting comes first or me being on commercials come first, then I'm going to go with that. So it's 50-50.
Yeah, I feel you. You're leaving your options open, I guess you could say.
It's
like, you know, go ahead.
Sorry. You can't just go off of one thing. You know, that's what people, bro, I can even sing. And that's the biggest thing too. Like, I really want to put out an EP. And I think I'm going to do it just because I know, like, a lot of people were telling me, man, why won't you do nothing? Like, you got a wonderful voice and you won't put out nothing. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
You should.
But now, yeah, bro, I really
want. Like a real EP or like a parody album?
No, like a real EP.
Oh, beautiful.
But I'm even going to start putting out parodies. Because I'm really good at writing.
Yeah.
I can really write some funny ass shit, man. Yeah. So
it's all about content, bro.
Yeah.
Content is king, dog.
Nah, man, you know? Listen.
And if you can demonstrate your multi talent.
Yeah, that's what's going to open up those doors.
Then it's like, this kid can sing and he can act and he's funny.
Because if you look at DC and Fly, I actually like his music. A lot of people be like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I like his music, bro.
I mean, you know, I've never, it's like, you like people for certain things, you know?
Yeah, and that's true, but I like his music.
I can appreciate the creativeness. I can appreciate,
man,
that's
what I said.
Yeah.
He's writing movies, comedy. He's on Wildin' Out. He's on 85 South. He's busy.
Yeah.
And that's what my goal is. Once I get in, oh man, they're gonna be like, damn, this kid's doing all that.
Facts. Yeah, it's an interesting world now because it's like, do you ever feel like it's oversaturated?
Oh, man, of course. Yeah. Always. But it's like, you know what? I stay in my own lane.
Yeah.
That's what separates me from a lot, because a lot of people, they will go here, here, there. And it's like, you know what, man, listen, I know where Pootie Lane is. Mm-hmm. I know where my lane is, and I'm going to stay right there. I'm not going to do this just because he's doing it. No. That's never been me.
Yeah. No, I think you have a bright future for sure.
Oh, man. Thank you. I definitely appreciate that, bro.
I think you're a natural. Man, I think you got, like I've been saying, you got it in you. It's in you, not on you. And I think you just need the right team around you. Just like an up and coming rapper.
I told you. Hey,
just
listen.
Need the right team around you.
You put it in the air. Hey, listen, I'm about to show you, man. Yeah, listen.
I got you, bro. I would love to help you, bro.
Yeah, man, listen. I'm telling you, I got a lot of big moves coming up. So,
Yeah,
that's
man. However I can help, man.
Oh, man, listen.
Use me. I'm a resource.
We going to talk after this.
Use me. I'm a resource, bro. But, Dan, what time we at, bro?
Damn. Oh, yeah, we went over. See? That's good, bro.
Super duper cool, bro. Let's wrap this up, man. It was great to have you.
Oh, bro, I definitely appreciate it, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, but listen, I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to be back when I'm on.
When he's rich.
And he's going to be my manager.
And famous.
See, so we both be good, bro.
I need my 15% of my point.
Man, hey, bro, listen, I'm going to look out for you. No, we ain't going to talk about numbers right now. Because then he's going to come back on here like, yo, he ain't even doing me like.
He give me 10% now. Give me 10%. Nah, but bro, it was it was really great to sit down and reconnect with you.
Oh man, bro, listen, it's a blessing being on your show, bro. I definitely appreciate you, and I definitely appreciate what you're doing, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, it's big.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it, man. Stars are aligning, you know. For a lot of people, and I'm inspired by you and the way you're operating on faith.
Oh man,
and the way you're just
the
belief in yourself, you know, because I struggle with that too. So,
oh man, and you're doing great, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Listen, it takes that one view, mm-hmm. that one person see you, and they hit you like, hey, yo, easy. We need to do this. That's all it takes, man. That's all you need.
Yeah, man, I'm humbled and I'm inspired, bro, because, you know, like I said, I've known you since high school.
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing you not on you, you're natural, you're the real deal, bro. And I fuck with people that's the real fucking deal. We don't fuck with imposters on the E Square podcast. We don't fuck with phonies. We don't fuck with low quality talent. Yeah. We don't fuck with low quality anything, bro. It's only top tier shit over here. So it's a pleasure to have you on, bro.
Oh, man, it was a pleasure being here.
Yeah, facts.
And
bro,
I look forward to coming back.
Bro, my door's always open.
Now, hey, listen, we going to be back. Remember that. I told y'all here now.
Next time.
We going to be back.
Facts, bro. My door's always open. Till next time, bro.
Big facts. Till next time.
Peace.
Yes, sir.
It's the E Square Podcast.